Blog Talk Radio. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. You are my rock. You are our rock. You are the rock of your church. Hallelujah. You are the rock. We thank you. We give you honor. We give you glory. We give you praise today, Lord God, as we recognize the gift that you have given us in your Son, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for such a sacrifice that he would come upon this earth on assignment to die that we could live. And what a pain he bore, what a sacrifice he bore that we may become the righteousness of you in him. He is truly our solid rock. He is the one that we can lean and we can rely on. He is the one that we can trust. He is our rock. He is our foundation. Glory to God. Those of us who have made him our Lord and our Savior, he is our foundation. He is the reason that we live, that we breathe, that we move, and that we have our being in you, God. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. We worship you. We give you honor. We give you glory. We give you praise this afternoon. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Matthew 16 and 18, in the voice version of the Bible, says, "This is why I have called you Peter, rock. For on this rock I will build my church. The church will reign triumphant even at the gates of hell." Glory to God. Jesus is the rock. And he told Peter that Peter would stand on him. Glory to God. Jesus is the rock that the church is built from. He is the rock. Glory to God. He is the rock. Peter in obedience got the church started, but Jesus, glory to God, is the rock. The church is the body of Jesus Christ, the body of Christ. Jesus is the rock. Jesus is the foundation of the church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we're going to talk about that today, that in our message that has been in place for 2 weeks now. This is the second week running. It's entitled Off with the Head. And you might say, what in the world? But off with the head is the assignment of Satan against the church. If he can get to the head of the church, then he has the body. Glory to God. Father, first we want to thank you for meeting us here today around the table of your word. Lord God, none of me and all of you, as Holy Spirit goes forth today to teach this timely message through me. I thank you, God. I give you praise, I give you honor, and I give you glory for your faithfulness. You are so faithful to us, God, and we thank you. For every breath, we thank you. For dangers that you've kept us from, seen and unseen, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that as we seek your face, that we will find you. As we seek your voice, we will hear from you. Thank you, Lord God, that our hearts will never be the same. Our minds will be renewed, and our souls will be stirred up to the point of change. In the mighty and precious name of Jesus, I bind every rebellious spirit that would try to rise against this message. I curse unforgiveness at the root as a result of this message. Glory to God. I thank you, Lord. I bind up the spirit of offense as this message goes forth in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for helping those that are being corrected, Lord God, to receive your correction and your discipline as it comes forth. I thank you, Lord God, for Holy Spirit and his guidance to speak to us and to teach us the right ways in which to go through this message. And I thank you in the mighty and precious name of Jesus. Have your way, Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. And as was stated, Jesus is the head of the church. He is the head of the body of Christ. He is the head of the believer. I want you to join me in Colossians 1 and 18. Colossians 1 and 18. Glory to God. That's Colossians 1 and 18. And as I read before you today, I'll be reading from the Voice translation of the Bible. But whatever translation you have that you're comfortable with, you read from that translation. If you'd like to follow me in the Voice version of the translation of the Word of God, you can open a new page on your internet to BibleGateway.com. BibleGateway.com. And at BibleGateway.com, there will be an option box, and in the first column by where it says Bible Gateway, there is a search engine. You're going to type in Colossians chapter 1 verse 18, and you're going to head over to the next box, which gives you a listing of the different versions of the Word of God available. Go to the Voice and hit search, and you will join me in the Voice version of Colossians chapter 1 and verse 18. Once again, Jesus is the head of the body of Christ. He is the head of the believer. Colossians 1 and 18 says, he is the head of this body, the church. He is the beginning, the first of those to be reborn from the dead, so that in every aspect, at every view, in everything, he is first. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We could just stop and run on that right there. That he knew this was his assignment, and he came and he went through with it. He could have given up. He went through with it. That's how much he loves us. Glory to God. So the one who has loved us most, which is Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, a part of our Father who loves us most, and a part of Holy Spirit, who loves us most. Glory to God. They're three in one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Before I get onto another tangent, let me just continue. Glory to God. Jesus entrusts his church to pastors, shepherds, evangelists, teachers, worshipers, prophets. Glory to God. Apostles. Called to bring the words of God before the congregation of God, the pastor, the shepherd, is spoken to here in Acts 20 and verse 28. Acts 20 and verse 28. Giving you a moment to get there. As I do, as I often suggest to you, and open another page to BibleGateway.com. So I'm joining you there today. Amen. So that we may be in sync one with another. You can't give instructions and not be able to follow instructions. Hallelujah. So I'm joining you today here at BibleGateway.com along with what I've advised you to do. So in Acts 20 and 28, it says, here are my instructions. Diligently guard yourselves and diligently guard the flock over which the Holy Spirit has given you oversight. Shepherd the church of God, this precious church, which he made his own through the blood of his own son. Sometimes we can get comfortable when someone entrusts us with their property. For example, if you are a renter, you are being entrusted to be the best steward you can over someone else's home. You occupy the space. You pay the utilities in most cases. You till the land. You cut the grass. Or if you have a lawn, you mow the lawn. You sweep. You mop. You dust. You do whatever it is that you have to do inside and outside of that property to keep it habitable for you and you and your family or whoever is residing with you. You are being entrusted by the owner of that property to take care of it in the best way that you possibly can, to take care of it so well that you take care of it like you would take care of it if it belonged to you. And that is what God has given pastors, the shepherds, the charge to do with his people, to give them the most awesome care that they possibly can, to give them his words that they will live and not die. Glory to God, that they will have life and have life more abundantly right here on earth before they ever even make it to Abraham's bosom and to heaven. Right here on earth. He's putting his trust to pastors over his houses. He's putting his trust in leadership over his houses under his shepherd, his pastors. Here are my instructions. Diligently guard yourselves. First, he tells them to guard themselves. Make sure that they are operating in all the ways that they have been called to operate according to his words. Because once you are accountable to someone, then you can be trusted for someone to be accountable to you. So in other words, he says to govern yourselves accordingly. So here are my instructions. Diligently guard yourselves and diligently guard the whole flock over which the Holy Spirit has given you oversight. Shepherd the church of God, this precious church which he made his own through the blood of his own son. He made it his own. The church, the body of Christ, belongs to God. It belongs to God. Jesus is the head of the church that belongs to God. Every member belongs to God. Every visitor belongs to God. Every leader belongs to God. Every minister belongs to God. Every pastor, every shepherd belongs to God. Every apostle belongs to God. Every prophet belongs to God. Stop taking ownership over God's property. Stop taking ownership of God's property. They are not your ministers. They are not your leaders. They are not your congregation. They are not your visitors. They are God's. We must be so very careful not to take ownership over the things that belong to God. Amen. 1 Peter 5:2. When you shepherd the flock God has given you, watch over them, not because you have to, but because you want to. For this is how God would want it, not because you're being compensated somehow, but because you are eager to watch over them. He wants his people's hearts to be your heart. Your heart should be what drives you to the obedience of the call of leadership in the body of Christ. Glory to God. And we're going to move on as we're really running out of time. We have about 6 minutes left. And to the congregation, Hebrews 13:17. Listen to your leaders and submit to their authority over the community, for they are on constant watch to protect your souls, and someday they must give account. Give them reason to be joyful and not to regret their duty, for that will be of no good to you. As someone under leadership in the church, he says once again, listen to your leaders and submit to their authority over the community, for they are on constant watch to protect your souls, and someday they must give account. Now he's speaking to the congregation, the community, but he's also speaking to leaders. So I'm going to read it one more time. Listen to your leaders and submit to their authority over the community, for they are on constant watch to protect your souls, and someday they must give account. They will answer to God for how they carried out their assignment as a leader over your life. So give them reason to be happy about it. Give them reason to be joyful and not to regret their duty, for that will be of no good to you. Hebrews 10, verse 25. Hebrews 10 and verse 25. Not forgetting to gather as a community, as some have forgotten, but encouraging each other, especially as the day of his return approaches. And it does. Jesus is coming back. And if you are paying attention to the events that are going on in the world, and you are meditating on his word day and night, like he suggests we do, all of us, then you'll see that you're living, literally living in the days of the last day church. We are the last day church. So again, I'll read Hebrews 10 and 25, not forgetting to gather as a community, as some have forgotten, but encouraging each other, especially as the day of his return approaches. It is time for us to pray like we have never prayed before. It is time for us to get out of the four walls of our church and go out into the communities, go out into the hedges, the highways and the byways like other people do. There are religions, and I will not specifically point anyone out. I am not here to offend, but there are certain religions that will meet you at your front door and minister something to you. And they say it is in the name of the Lord. And we, born-again believers, Holy Spirit-filled, love God, tongue-speaking, just all the gifts of the Spirit in operation, and we do not go out as we are supposed to in the hedges and in the highways and the byways to tell others about the love of God and the grace that he has provided, the love that he has provided, the forgiveness he has provided through Jesus. Where are we? Father, we thank you for your lesson today. We thank you for your word around your table. Father, we thank you for your rod of correction. We thank you, Lord God, for opening our eyes to see what your word is saying to us. Thank you for opening our hearts that we may receive what your word is saying to us. Help us, Lord God, not to have a stony heart, but an open heart, Lord God. Open our hearts up to truly receive your correction, that we may make the necessary changes and adjustments to our thinking as we renew our mind in your word, as we come before your throne of grace in prayer, Lord God, and listen for your voice, for your answers. We thank you, Lord God, in the mighty and precious name of Jesus. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise for it all in Jesus' name. Well, this has been Jesus is Hot Magazine's Bullyproofing Your Radio, and we today have definitely served notice to the devil that his foolishness is over. This has been Bullyproofing Your Radio, and we'll meet you again here on Thursday at 2 p.m. We'll meet you after that on Friday at 2 p.m. Thursday we will continue with Off with the Head, and on Friday we will celebrate the Lord on our Praise, Prayer, and Worship Fridays right here at Bullyproofing Your Radio at Jesus is Hot Magazine. We love you so very much. We love you to the point of loving you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Have a great one. Take care.